Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Tanya Jones, and we're going to be talking about the Carbon School District's upcoming Child Nutrition Pan Sale. Tanya, thank you for taking the time. It's a pleasure to have you in here today.
Thank you for having us. This is a great opportunity.
So let's start off, for people probably more in my generation, you know, you're talking that Gen Z, what is a pan sale?
So the pan sale is something that we bring in every year or every other year, and we bring in any kind of kitchen items. So we bring in pans, we bring in parchment paper, any kind of utensils that's used in the kitchen, and then we sell them, and then we're able to help us. It helps our program in several different ways. So
let's talk a few specifics, because I was talking to my mom before this, and I told her I was going to talk about the pan sale, and her eyes lit up because she was excited, because you guys sell some very high quality things during this pan sale. So what are some of the items people can expect to see here?
One of the things that sells the very best is the pans. They're like the sheet pans, like you cook cookies on, but they also come with lids, and we have two different sizes of that, and they are the best. So like if you ever have to take brownies to something or a cake to something, you can cook it in there, put that lid on it, and off you go. And they're fantastic.
Yeah, those are some of the most useful pans you can have.
Yes.
I mean, on top of that, on the flyer for it, you're selling things like baking sheets, really anything you're going to need to put together a good meal.
Exactly. Cooking racks. There's lots of cooking racks. We brought in some milk frothers, and that was a big hit from last year, and we're bringing it in again this year. It's just fun things, just little different fun things that we have. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, on top of the great deals and the great material you're getting from this pan sale, there's a few other incentives to show up. I mean, you're going to have refreshments and door prizes there. What are some of the door prizes we can see?
So what we do is we usually take some of the items that we sell in the pan sale, and then we just create them into a door prize. So like last year, we did pizza pan with the pizza cutter. And like the sauce, we put all of it together in one door prize. And like, so this year we'll see what else, we'll do something different than we did from last year. So it's just something that we have there, and we usually do like three door prizes. And then we also always do refreshments. So we'll do muffins or some kind of cookies, and then we always have hot chocolate and coffee there.
I mean, what's got to be nice is you have all the equipment there to make all of this.
Yes.
I mean, you got the bacon racks, the pans, so really refreshments. Kind of a natural thing that go along with this.
Exactly. And they're perfect. They're and they're very good. So
it's a really exciting event. And on top of this, like you had touched on earlier, this goes to benefit your program. So let's go a little more in depth into that. What specifically does this pan sale help fund?
So this pan sale helps us in our department. It helps us with any trainings that we do, or if there's something that we need to get for some of my staff, that also goes to help pay for that. So it's a great fundraiser that helps our department a lot, especially, you know, because we have to have so many hours of training each year. You know, depending on manager, even individuals, we have to have quite a few training hours. And so this is a great way that we can bring in stuff for those trainings that will benefit our program.
Yeah, I don't think people really see and think about how much work you guys actually have to put into this. I mean, this isn't a job you can just walk in and do. This, like you said, requires training on training.
Yes. Yeah, we do a lot of training, a lot of kitchen training, a lot of just little trainings, you know, just to review what we do on a daily basis to make sure that we keep our kids safe through any kind of food.
And in the end, that's what really matters the most is that it's the kids who are getting this benefit. And we talked about it a little beforehand, but something not pan sale related, more nutrition related, is free and reduced lunches.
Yes. So the free and reduced lunches, we just want to just let people know if you have your status changed and things are hard, go ahead and put an application in. We do applications for free and reduced all year long. And that's a benefit to help all of the kids. And along with that pan sale, we'll be taking donations to help pay for some of those the school lunches for those kids. So that's another great benefit that we're doing there at the pan sale as well.
Now, Tanya, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
just come and enjoy. We're so excited about it. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And that was Tanya Jones, and we're talking about the Carbon School District's upcoming Child Nutrition Pan Sale. That's going to be on December 10th, 11th, and 12th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.